So let's go again. We're in the middle of the second packet of material, which focused on the words of the Gemara and of Chav Zayin and Aleph, that the Gemara said that according to Rabbanan, there's no mitzvah, there's no fixed amount of sukkahs that you have to eat in the sukkahs, other than the first night. The first night you must eat in the sukkah. We'll come back to that. That's the Zereshavah from Pesach that we discussed. The first night you have to eat in the sukkah, but the rest of the week you don't have to. Because Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel, right? If a person doesn't have to eat. And the whole idea of Teshu came to do is to live in the sukkah. Teshu came to do means you live in the sukkah the way you live on a given day at home. Let's say you're not hungry. Sometimes on Sundays people aren't that hungry because they ate a lot of the Shabbos. So I don't have to have a meal in the sukkah if I don't feel like eating at all, right? Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel. So that's what the Rishonim are all bothered by. We'll read again. Let's look inside us. Chazor is always good. Especially after weekend. So the Tosfos says, on Chav Zayin and Aleph, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel, Klal. You don't have to eat at all. Okay, the Ochel Chai Lechel B'Sukkah. Of course, if you do it, then you have to eat in the Sukkah. Rabban aren't arguing about the din of eating in the Sukkah. They're just saying, on a given day of Sukkah, other than the first night, you don't feel like eating, you don't have to eat at all. Okay, Kedem Rinim Le'el. Now, the problem is, with Bob and Tosfos and the other Rishon, and hopefully we saw them also now, is that, wait a second, but forgetting about the Gzeres Shavah with Pesach and everything else, it's Yontif, it's Chol HaMoed. Isn't there a chiyuv to eat, at least on Yontif, isn't there a chiyuv to have Sudas Yontif, right? There's a chiyuv Sudas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah, chiyuv Sudas Yontif on Shavuot, chiyuv Sudas Yontif on Pesach, not at the Seder, right? So isn't there a chiyuv Suda during the course of Pesach? So what do you mean, Iboy, during the course of Yontif? So what do you mean, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel? So Tosfos says, so Tosa says, well, there's a practical result from that. That's the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem test. It says, ulefi zeh, if you forgot, let's say you did eat. Right? Normal yantav. So you got sukkah this morning, you came home, you ate. Whether it was raining, you ate indoors, you ate in a sukkah, or was it the first lunch of Pesach, or Shavuot this morning, whatever. You came in and you ate. And you benched, you forgot to say Yalom Yavon benching. So do you have to repeat the benching? So usually the rule is, the only time you have to repeat the benching is if there's a chiyuv to eat, to have a suda that day to begin with. If there's a chiyuv to have a suda, it means a chiyuv to bench with the proper insertion for yantav. If you were not obligated to eat, you ate anyway, so it's proper to say Yalom Yavon, but if you forgot, you don't have to repeat it, because you didn't have to eat in the first place. There was no independent chiyuv to say Yalom Yavon, so to speak. I don't have to eat Yalom Yavon as part of benching, but theoretically I didn't have to bench to begin with because I didn't have to eat. I did eat, so I should say Yalom Yavon, but if I forgot it, we don't make you repeat the whole benching. So Tosfos says it comes out according to this, that other than the first night of Sukkot, on Sukkot, other than the first night that a person ate during the course of any time during Sukkot and forgot to say Yalom Yavon, you don't have to repeat because there's actually no chiyuv to eat. Let's say on Shabbos, there is a chiyuv to eat. Right? Friday night, there's a chiyuv to have a sukkah. So therefore, if you forgot to say Ritzel on Friday night, you have to repeat the benching. I mean, as you know, we mentioned last time that if you remember at a certain point before starting the next bracha, you can insert it in the form of a bracha. Okay, it's a different thing. Yeah.
Would that mean it's Shabbos or Kodesh? We have to repeat all the other
things. Yeah, that's a famous question. It's a good question. Let's say it was Shabbos or Kodesh. You forgot to repeat the and the other. Obviously, you have to repeat the benching. Well, there's two parts of the question.
You have
to. Well, let's say you said Ritzel and you didn't say Yalabiyavu, because if that's a question. It's actually machlokas. Does it go by the chiyuv to bench? It's a good question. It's a machlokas. Okay, I think the psak is you don't have to repeat. I think I don't remember now. Okay, but it's a good question. But anyway, Tosfos says, but this conclusion from our Gemara here in Sukkah and Daf Chav Zayin seems to be against what's implied by the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Tes, which we saw, right? Ah, v'hod amina and parak shoshir achlu shabbos and tovu de lo sagile de lo achil. Okay, the implication of the Gemara in the Gemara there, if you remember, it was on the sheet in Surah 17. The Gemara there in Brachos Mem Tes Mem Beis was talking about Rosh Chodesh Taka. Okay, and it said there's no chiyuv to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, if you get Yalom Yavon, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, the benching. Okay, so but what about Yontif? The Gemara concludes there that Shabbos and Yontif, the expression of the Gemara, if you want to see it on the sheet, the expression of the Gemara in Surah 17, Brachos Mem Tes Mem Beis, Shabbos is the Yom Tov, the fourth line of 17 towards the end. It says, Shabbos is the Yom Tov, the Lom Sagi the Loch. On Shabbos, the Yom Tov, it's not enough for you, don't eat. You do have to eat. So, Achan Amid, the boy, Hada, therefore, if you have to repeat this one, the mention. Forget that you have to repeat the mention. Oh, my leg in, yes, sir. So, the implication of that Gemara, just look at why it tell the implication of that Gemara is that Shabbos and Yontif, you're required to repeat the mention of Forgot Yalav Yom. Yet the implication of our Gemara, as Tosafot points out, is what? Is you forget, other than the first night, if you forget to say Yalav Yom on Sukkis, even Yontif, you don't have to repeat the mention. So it's a steer, right? That's Tosafot's Kasha, yeah? Again, this is Chazara. So Tosafot asks, let's read again. I can't stress enough the importance of seeing things inside and seeing sources and becoming comfortable with reading Mishnah and so on. That's really the best way to learn when you become comfortable seeing the sources inside. So that's why, you know, that's why I make the sheets. You know, it's important to sit to see inside. I really believe that very strongly. So it says, V'ha'ad amina parak shosh ya'achul, that's brachas mem tes and veis, shabbos yom tov delo sag delo'achul, im toh chozer, lo metuk ba'el v'leile yom tarishin shol pech le yom tarishin shol chag. No, that Gemara is not only talking about the first night of Sukkot. The first night of Sukkot, we agree. Okay, the first night of Sukkot, the two Gemaras, Sukkot, Chavzan, Aleph, Brachos, Mantes, and Beis, come out the same way. Okay, namely, that there is a chiyuv to eat. So therefore, Tosa says, when that Gemara in Brachos says that on Yontif, you have to repeat the benching, if you forgot, you'll be able, yeah, when's that talking about? The first night of Sukkot, when it's not a chiyuv to have a student in the Sukkot. Okay, and the same thing the first night of Pesach, when it's a chiyuv to eat matzah. If the bench, you have to eat matzah, so chiyuv to eat matzah. So when that Gemara says that on Yontif, you have to repeat Yalav Yom Tov, if you forget, it doesn't mean all Yontif, any time on Yontif. It means the first night of Sukkot is the first night of Pesach. Lo metukma, elo bilele Yontif Rishon Shel Pesach, lo Yontif Rishon Shel Chag. Okay, so that's how Tosus learns the Sukkot over there. And that's how Tosus gets out of this theory. And we'll see, right? That's how Tosus resolves the contradiction. There is no contradiction. Our Gemara is talking about the whole rest of the week. The whole rest of the week, talk, you don't have to eat. And therefore, you don't have to eat the soup. You don't have to eat it all. Mashiach, okay, the Gemara says, but if you do have to repeat Yalav Yom Tov again, benching, implying that there is a chiyuv to eat, yeah, that's the first night. First night of Sukkot, first night of Pesach, no problem. Then, Tosef, 1 second, isn't there a general, we spoke this out last time, isn't there a din, that in general, the din of Simcha Yom Tov, if you have to eat for that reason? So I'm not going to repeat that whole thing now. But Tosef basically answers that you don't have to eat bread. For Simcha's Yom Tov, there is a din of Simchas Yantav, and I explained last time we discussed Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Hachem, the way we paskin, okay, Chetzel Hashem, the way we like Yeshua. We spoke to that last time, right? Yeah. We're supposed to divide the day, what do we assume? Because it's a steer in two psukim, right? Is Yantav to be dedicated to Hashem, Atzeres Hashem Alakecha, or Atzeres Telachem? So the one opinion says it's giving you a choice, you should make the choice, and the accepted opinion is that the Gemara is telling you to split, which is what we do, right? We spend part of the day in shul. Have extra davening, and usually there's extra learning, more shiurim going on, and so on during the course of Yantiv. And also, we spend time with the family and eating and, you know, having fancier meals and so on, extended meals, etc. So, that's a din in Yantiv, according to the way the simple reading of the Gemara. That's a din in Simchas Yantiv. There's a din of Simcha Yantiv. So, Simcha Yantiv, what are you fast? What Simcha is that? Supposed to be eating and eating fine delicacies and delicious food and so on and so forth. There's Simcha Yantiv. So, doesn't that mean you have to eat? So, said, yeah, it's true. You do have to eat, okay, but you don't have to have bread. You can have meat, you can have vegetables, you can have other things which are not bread, so it would not have anything to do with Birchas Hamazon. That's how Tosafot here resolves this deal. Okay, what was this? Okay. If we look at the sheet, the Tosafot in Brachas, I think we're up to around here, we're again from here, 18. The Tosafot in Brachas is the same kasha. Tosafot over there in Brachas, Mem Tes Habet, and that's Sukkah, 18. Same Dibra Vaskal is here. Iboy achil, iboy lo achil. The same expression, right? So Tosafot is in Tomar. The Havi Rosh Chodesh Miyom the Oisanas. But he starts first talking about Rosh Chodesh because that's the sugya over there. The beginning of the sugya there. Our Gemara doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh at all, but the Gemara in Brachos starts talking about Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? A Rosh Chodesh not a fast? Right? Rosh Chodesh. There's also this is a fast. Rosh Chodesh among the days. I mentioned about Megillas Tainus, the scroll of days, we're not a fast." So most of them, as I mentioned, were days that had to do with certain repairs that they made in the Beis Hamikdash. Again, Megillas Tainus is a work that's available. It follows the order of the months. In these days, Nisan in this days, and then the year of those days. It says you're not allowed to fast. Most of them are minor Yom Tovim. Again, I gave you the parallel list. Our modern equivalent would be, you don't say Tachan on these days. Not Yontif. No Issa, no mitzvahs, but they had a special day with something, you know, there's something notable that happened. Usually, it had things to do with rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, which is why, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, which is why the Gemara concludes in Rosh Hashanah, but Lo Megillas Tainus. We don't observe any of these dinim today. What are you going to, they're going to celebrate a day that they fixed the Beis HaMikdash walls, or they made some repairs in the Beis HaMikdash. Forget it, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it's silly, right? The only exceptions, in the Megillah Tanis are Hanukkah and Purim. Hanukkah we continue to observe, and Purim we continue to observe. These again, these are obviously not in the Chumash. Okay, Purim's in Tanakh, Hanukkah is not in the Tanakh. The Hanukkah is mentioned in the Megillah Tanis. Okay, as a matter of fact, that famous Gemara in Shabbos that everybody knows, the sugya that talks about Chavalot, about Hanukkah. The Gemara says, "My Hanukkah." Remember that Gemara? "My Hanukkah." The Tanur Rabbanan, right, tells the whole story. Where's that Tanur Rabbanan? That Tanur Rabbanan is in Megillah Tanis. The source of that is Megillah Tanis, that the Gemara in Shabbos quotes with regards to Hanukkah. Anyways, so Hanukkah, the Gemara says, "But the Megillah Tanis, with the exception of Hanukkah and Purim, it's also Rosh Chodesh and Alad Afer." So that's how Tosfos' starting point over there in Brachos doesn't mention it here because it's not our topic. Okay, without Gemara the Torah Rosh Chodesh, but Tosfos mentioned it in Alad Afer. So Tosfos says what it means is Yesh Shloma, a different teretz than he gives here. The Hachi Perusha Iboy Ochel Iboy Lo Ochel Pas. When on Yantiv, you do have to eat bread. In other words, when the Gemara distinguishes the Rosh Chodesh on the one hand, Shabbos Yantiv on the other hand, is that Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat bread. You're not on a fast. But the fact that you're not on a fast doesn't mean you have to have a suda with pies with bread. You can eat the snacks all day, whatever. Not on a fast. But you don't have to have. That's the Tosfos as a distinction. Okay? But on Shabbos and Yantiv, you have to have, on Yantiv, you have to have pies. So it's at a table. Now Tosfos, now having said that, Tosfos asked within Brachos, the same kasha he asked over here in Sukkah by Tamar. Look inside the 18th, second line, Vitamo, the Armina Bisukkah, he boy off, we boy law, chutz milah rishon, the Alef Tes off, Tes v'chag ha-matzes. Okay? So Tosfos is, but that's a stira Targumar. Right? Tosfos there in Brachos is the stira Targumar. So here, Tosfos gave the Targumar that what? That the Gemara, it's not a stira, because Taki don't have to eat in the Sukkah. You don't have to eat the soup the whole rest of the week. You don't have to eat it all. The Gemara Bracha says you have to repeat Yalav Yom if you get. That's talking just the first night. That's not the answer Tosfos gives in Brachos. That's not a steer in Tosfos, because as you know, you should know, there's no, even though in the yeshivas when we learn, we speak of Tosfos as one person. Right? We say Rashi says this and Tosfos says that. Right? But there's no such person, as you know, called Tosfos. There's no one person. And really, if you want to be 100% grammatically correct, you wouldn't say Tosfos says. But you would say Tosfos say, the Balei HaTosfos. Tosfos are different people. So we can have different places in Shas where the Balei HaTosfos come to different conclusions because it's authored by different people. There was a school of you know, the yeshiva to the Balei HaTosfos. The most prominent of the Balei HaTosfos, the original Balei HaTosfos, were the grandchildren of Rashi, right? Rashbam and his younger brother, Rabbi Tam, was probably the greatest of the Balei HaTosfos, and it went on for, you know, for a couple of generations. Kaleb, we've heard of the Ri. Sometimes Tosfos quotes the Rav, you know, when Tosfos quotes Rashba, sometimes we find Tosfos quotes Rashba. That's not the Rashba that we refer to. The Rashba that we refer to is the Rashba, he's from Spain. This Rashba is known as the Rav Shimshon Mishan, Sen, the city of France. We have a parish of the Rash on Zroim and on the Mishnayos and Kodesh Matara. So anyway, that, my point is, and maybe during the course of the year I'll point it out to you, they're different Balei HaTosfos. So it's not an earth-shattering problem that Tosfos and Sukkah says one thing, Tosfos and Brachos says another. They're different Balei HaTosfos. There's all kinds of literature among the scholars, you know, the academic scholars, they try to figure out which mesechtes were from this school of Tosfos, which mesechtes were from the school of Tosfos. Is there a way to figure it out? And why did, you know, why did these Balei Tosfos get on the page? What was the yichus? The Rosh wrote the parish mesuvah. I have it here. The Tosfos Rosh. He didn't get on the page. How come he didn't get on the page? Right. So who figured all that out? So it's an interesting academic mesuvah. But anyways, the Tosfos and Brachos give a different terrors. Tosfos says. The Tema, the second line of 18. The Tosfos Brachos Mem Tesla Bay, the Ramasa Eboy, same the Ramasa. The Tema, the Minu Suki, Boyako, Husma, Rishon, the Alta Tesla, the Ramatas, question mark. The Eish Loma, the Haka Purush, Shaino Tzorach Lecho, Basuka, in low year Tzab, Shuyantiv Tzorach Lecho. That's a different territory than he gave here. Tosfos and Brachos says, when it says in our Suka and Sukkah, when it says in Sukkah that you don't have to eat, what it means is not that you don't have to eat at all. Okay, and not if you don't have to eat bread. You do have to eat bread. On the other hand, you have to eat bread. What it means is you don't have to eat. It's the chiyuv is emanates not from sukkah but from yantif. Okay, now usually the two things go together, right? The chiyuv to eat on sukkahs, let's say sukkahs first morning of sukkahs, okay, the second morning of sukkahs, the full as well, right? Well, the chiyuv to eat is not a sukkah chiyuv; it's a yantif chiyuv, right? He says, "Al b'shu yantif tzarach lechem." Tosfos asks right away, but that's kind of like splitting hairs. I mean, It adds up to the same thing. You gotta eat, right? Oh, what do I care what the motivating factor behind this chiyuv is? What difference does it make? The bottom line, do I have to eat bread today? Yeah, okay. And I have to eat the sukkah? Yeah, okay. So then, what's the difference whether the motivating factor behind the suda is yontif din or it's a sukkah din? It adds up to the same conclusion. I have to eat the sukkah, right? That Tosfos is sensitive to that. In Toma, the fourth line of 18, my nafkamina, that's a memnun memstein. So, my nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? In general, when you learn about a machlokas, you learn, you try and always figure out what's the nafkamina. Right? And when you learn nafkamina, means what? Now, the words nafkamina emerges, nafik, like it comes out, like we have to be yotze. Yotze was nothing. Nothing yidei chavos. Nothing yotze. What comes out? Nafkamina. It comes out from this. So my nafkamina. What comes out? What practical ramification? When you ever hear the machlokas, Rashi says like this. Tosis say it like that. Or you have Rabbi and Rava, whatever. So when you're learning, you're always trying to figure out, oh, what's the nafkamina? They're just splitting hairs. And he says that reason. He says a different reason. Is any practical? Sometimes hard to find the practical distinction. And it's a different point of view. But most of the time, the real way to learn is to figure out. Okay, so what? Give me a case where it's going to come out of a, he'll say like that, and he'll say like that, because of where they come from. That sharpens your understanding of what their approach is. So that's what Tosis is. What's the difference? Give me a case. What's the difference whether the motivating factor behind eating bread on the second day of Sukkot is a din in Sukkot, or it's a din in Yom Tov? Either way, it's the same conclusion. My nafkamina, in Tzorach Lechol Shendu Shosot Sukkot, Miro Omer Ben Yehuda, he quotes Ben Yehuda, one of the Balei Tosis, the nafkamina can go into yard chutz l'sukkah. Okay, let's say rain. Okay, it's pouring rain, day like today, right? So you ate indoors, right? You ate inside. Hashta im lichvod yontif, if the only motivating factor was what? Is the fact that it's yontif. Okay, so you had the yontif meal. Yeah, you're done. Right, you come home, lunch, the first day of sukkah is pouring, so you eat inside. Okay, so now al tzachiv, generated by yontif, you're done. However, even obviously, if there's a chiyuv al sukkah, which there isn't on the first day of lunch, but if there would be a chiyuv al sukkah, like when? Like the first night, then taka, if it stopped raining, what would you have to do? Go back out and eat the sukkah. So that's a practical nafkamina in understanding what's the motivating factor behind the chiyuv. Okay, if the motivating factor behind the chiyuv is yontif, so let's take lunchtime. We just said, Tosa said, that other than the first night, the motivating factor is yontif. So Mimela, if I ate lunch on the first day of Sukkot at home, indoors, because it was raining, and now it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, cleared up, a beautiful sunny day, there's no chiyuv. You want to go out in the Sukkot, good, make a bracha, wonderful. You don't have to. Your chiyuv Sukkot has been taken care of, because the only motivator for the chiyuv is yontif. You've done it. However, on the first night, there's also a motivator of sukkah. So after the first night, taka, after you finish eating indoors, and now it clears up, 9:30 night or whatever, now there's a question, you went to sleep already, okay, something else, but let's say you still up, and now it cleared up, it happens. Okay, so therefore, you'd have to go back around the sukkah. That's what Ben Yehuda says. Okay? Yafin et tesor, v'chayamat, v'shar yom en otzorech. Okay? Then Tosis goes on to something else. He quotes that certain tzaddik, Marbe Ravina, would fast all year. It sounds like Ivan Yotev, so it's perhaps a Torah Tanis Chamov. I don't want to, read the whole end of it. Okay? That's our Tosis. So that's a different teretz, Parakasha, right? We had a steer. That's a different teretz than what we gave over here. Okay? Even though in a certain sense, it comes out the same, really. It's another angle, but really, now if we think about it, talking about the nafkamina, the truth is that it comes out the same. Because what did Tosfos say over here in Sukkah? Tosfos said over here in Sukkah, when the Gemara says that you have to repeat, Yalav Yavo on Yantiv, implying the Chiyuv Sud on Yantiv, Tosfos by us in Sukkah said that's only talking about the first night. Okay, it's only talking about the first night. Tosfos in Brocha says not necessarily, it's talking about all of Yantiv. The difference is, that on the first night, because the rest of the week, the motivating factor, at least on Yontif, that's a further question about Chol HaMoed. Okay, Chol HaMoed also happened. But at the end of the day, it comes out that according to Tosis in Brachas, there is a chiyuv, there would be a chiyuv to repeat, it's not the same, I'm sorry, there would be a chiyuv to repeat the benching, not al Sukkot, but al Tzvat, the chiyuv of Yontif. Okay, so it's a different answer. I mixed up the Tosis, Rosh, by us here in Sukkot 19, Tosa Rosh Ba'aser in Sukkah, and again the Rosh, I've said in the past, I wish sometimes that there was a Tosa Rosh that made it onto the page. Because the Rosh wrote it was very clear, in my opinion, and the Rosh writes very clearly. Very often, you know, there's a difficult Tosas on the page, whatever it's at, it's not so difficult. But usually there's sometimes a difficult Tosas. You look in the Rosh, he has the same point, because it's from the same school of thought, the same base measure, same yeshivas and so on. And the Rosh, certain people, English too, have a gift of saying things more clearly. And then other people, the Rosh was a clear expositor, in my opinion. But anyway, so let's look at the Tosa Rosh 19. Iboy Ochle Boy Locho. Okay, Hainu, the Locho Klal, the Ochle Chayav Lecho Musulim, Kain Mashma Ochle, the Yomtav Nami, Lova Mitzel Lecho, the Iboy Locho Klal, Chutzvele at the Rishon. Lofi Zeh, in Tov, Lofi Zeh, Shi Yomtav, but some other ain't Torah Fabs. Ay, the Hod Arena of a parish, Osha Ochle, Shabbos in Tov, the Lof Sagi, the Ochle, in Tov Chozer, Lo Mitukum Elebel, the Yomtav Rishon, so Pesach, he gives first the parrots of our Tosas, Will a Yom Tov Rishon Shochad, okay? And that which Hod Amin Aparik raised the Beitza, or Parik Eilu Dvarim Mepsachim, Gabi Yom Tov Chalkeo Chetzio Lachila V'Shtia, V'Chetzio Lachem V'Shtia, V'Chetzio Lachem V'Shtia, V'Chetzio Lachem V'Shtia, V'Chetzio Lachem V'Shtia, Hashem. Efshar B'Bissu, the Peri, talking about B'Bissu, the Peri, got meat and fruit and so on, Dein Grechaz Mozen, V'Lo Boy, Haskoy Yom Tov, Will a Yom Tov Rishon Shochad, period. So far, what does the Rosh say? Which parrots does the Rosh give? Like our Tosas, right? Tosas the Rosh and Sukkah. It says like Tosas on the page in Sukkah. Right? That Gemara it says, you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo. I'm sorry, you do have to repeat Yalav Yavo if you get it on Sukkah. It's talking about when? First night. But now the Rosh goes on and says, below Nehira. That does not seem clear to me. I don't know. Do you disagree? Below Nehira. You look in the Gemara, okay, you can look back, okay, at source number 17, you see the Gemara Brachas, there's absolutely no indication whatsoever, the Gemara Brachas that's talking when it says Yomtov, it means what? Oh, the first night. It's a creative interpretation, and you could argue, it's not, as you said, the Bali Tosa say it, but the Rosh said, it doesn't appear like that from the Gemara, okay, the simple reading of Gemara is not that way. He says, "Dahim Parashat Masha Yom Tovim Dun Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Dafka Bayom." He says in a different angle, "Deal B'Layla Fil B'Tzila Ein Machzir De Ein Mekachin Chodesh B'Layla." He says it even stronger, because how did the sugya start in brachos? What was the starting point? It was Rosh Chodesh, right? Well, 1 second. What chiyuv is there on Rosh Chodesh? Okay, I didn't explain this. I mean, you should know this in general. Right, you remember this, right? On Rosh Chodesh, in davening, if you forget Yalav Yavo, what's the din? Huh? When? At night. At night of Rosh Chodesh, but during the day. Yeah. You do go back. Another further question, some say, Shachar doesn't go back either because you're going to daven Muslim. Like, well, let's say Mincha would be. If you forget Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Not Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv or Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to be. Why not? I don't know why. More brachas, remember? Mar says, huh? Because the days of Beis Hamikdash, how do we know what Rosh Chodesh is? How do we know? We look in the fridge. Okay, in the fridge is a calendar. It tells you Rosh Chodesh, right? So, you know, when you look in your lua, we know Rosh Chodesh. Originally, of course, Rosh Chodesh was determined by what? The Mishnah and Simchat Shoshana.
People going out.
Yeah, most of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, I don't say most, but the first two problem, half of Masechet Rosh Hashanah doesn't have to do with what we call Rosh Hashanah. It has to do with the Kiddush HaChodesh. I would urge everybody to bring up a quick commercial. My family's a mini, a lot of people have this mini, and there are four suttas of Rosh Hashanah. Right? Two nights, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So we learn every meal one parak of Mishnah Yisrael Rosh Hashanah. So everyone, we pass the Mishnah Yisrael on the table, he says over Mishnah, we have to repeat it sometimes, depending on which the children are home, etc. And by and that way, you finish all four parak of Mishnah Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's a nice mini. I urge you to do it if you can. But in any event, you'll see that the first two prakim have to do with Kiddush HaChodesh. So Kiddush HaChodesh, when would they come to Bezin? When would these witnesses come to Bezin and saw the new moon? When would they come to Bezin? The daytime, right? They saw the moon the night before, right? They saw the first sliver of the moon the night before. So they come to Bezin. So when was Kiddush HaChodesh in the days of the Beis HaMikdash? The original Kiddush HaChodesh was always during the day. So Mamela, admire it, we assume, okay, Eim Mekach HaChodesh Balayla, they would never have Kiddush HaChodesh. They didn't operate at night. Okay, Bezim was not in session at night, except perhaps in certain cases it started during the day. But generally speaking, Bezim was not in session at night. So therefore, it wasn't really announced it was a shortage until the morning. So the Mela, the Diamond Marriott, even though we know full well, we're not waiting for any witnesses, we know it's a shortage, it says on the calendar. Okay, but still, we don't say, so therefore, the sugya of Rosh Chodesh in Brachos Matessa Beis, when it says about repeating, what is it talking about by definition then? During daytime, right? During daytime. Because at night, let's say Rosh Chodesh is a Monday night, okay, Monday night, Tuesday. So if I ate a meal Monday night, would I have to repeat the mention of Rosh Chodesh? Certainly not, because why? Even Davening I wouldn't have to repeat for omitting Aleph Yom, because in a certain sense, it's not really Rosh Chodesh. I mean, it is, we know it's Rosh Chodesh, but in a certain sense, it's not really Rosh Chodesh, because Ein Mekayim Shachar Shalayla. Therefore, when the Gemara talks about repeating on Rosh Chodesh, it's not what to talk about. The daytime meal, for 1 second. So if now the Gemara in Brachos goes on to compare Rosh Chodesh to Shabbos Yontif, then what meal on Shabbos Yontif is it likely also talking about? During the daytime. So the Rosh asks, against the Teretz that he just quoted, which is similar, parallel to the Tosus Ma'as and Sukkah, Tosus Ma'as and Sukkah says, when the Gemara says, you have to repeat the benching, if you forgot Yalav Yovo on Sukkahs, that's only to what the night meal. And I pay someone, really? The whole mashmos of the sugya is two things. First is what I said. The Gemara itself gives no indication that it's talking only the first night. Second of all, if anything, the Gemara gives indication that what? It's not talking about at night. If anything, if you want to be medayek from the Gemara, be medayek the right way. Right? Either I'm being more generous. I'm saying the Gemara doesn't give any indication. The Rosh is not as generous. He's saying the Gemara indicates the opposite. The Gemara indicates it's not talking about the daytime meal, not the nighttime meal. Therefore, the Rosh rejects this teretz. Right? You understand what I'm saying? You follow the... Again, when you're learning, always try and figure out what's behind it. So that's what the Rosh is saying, the implication of the Gemara. First of all, at best, the Gemara gives no indication. At worst, quote unquote, it gives indication of the opposite. That it's talking the daytime. That's what the Rosh is driving at here. Okay? Because the Ilu B'Layla, look on the fourth line of that page. The Ilu B'Layla, Filu B'Tfila, Eimach, Zero, so. Okay? Dei Mekashach HaBalayla, even Davini you wouldn't have to repeat at night. Because Dei Mekashach HaBalayla. L'chach Nila Ben Yehuda, the Chayla, the Lachol Pas, B'Yant, B'Shum Simcha, K'ramina Chalkeo Chetzer Achila, V'hod the Kamar Hocha, Mikan Ben Rishus, Di Boy Yelo Ochel, and so on. Hocha Mershus, B'Shum Sukkah, Aval Olam Chobah, B'Shum Simcha, Yant, so Rosh comes on to which Teretz? The Teretz like the Tos and Brachas. The Teretz like Tos and Brachas, that it says, that when it says, you don't have to eat, it's out Sukkah. Based on the motivator is not Sukkah, the motivator is Yontif. And he asks the same question. If Tomar, Haba, Hatalia, one depends on the other, not two. What do you mean? It's Yontif, I have to eat, so the two are intertwined. I mean, right, the two, the Haba, Hatalia means they depend upon one another. It means they're intertwined, it's the same thing, right? The same thing Tosis is, right? The Kevin Shu'ocho, Tzorachacha, Basuk, they show the Mishkacha, so no, could be Shu'm Mitztar, Mishu'm Ridis Gishamim, right? He's uncomfortable because it's raining. Okay? And if he phrased a little differently, let's say the first night is pouring. Okay? Or any day it's pouring. The first morning, let's do the morning. The first morning is pouring. So I'd say, you know what? I'm tired anyway. Forget it. I'm not going to eat. Do you have the option to do that? Because I'm saying, no. You still have to eat because of Yontif. I still have to have Yontif sukkah. Like the morning of Shavuos. Okay? Don't do a sukkah. What motivates the chiyah, but let's say the morning. I guess when Rosh Hashanah, I don't know if it's not morning anymore, it's afternoon, whatever. The day of Rosh Hashanah, the chiyah of Yontif to eat the meal. Okay, so on Sukkot, it might be pouring all day, but I still can't say, oh, forget, I'm just going to go take a nap. Okay, I'm going to skip the meal. So you don't have that option, right? So anyway, but the first night, you have to go back and eat outside. So the Rosh basically identifies, like the Tosis in Sukkah, like the Tosis in Brachos, not like the Tosis in Sukkah. It doesn't accept this answer. It's only talking about the first night. Okay? So two different approaches. The Ritva, in his Kedushin by Osir in Sukkah, says, Hod Amin, right? I would see now 20, that's the Kedush Ritva on our page here in Sukkah Chazan Alav. Hod Amin, Av Sukkah, Iboy Achav, Iboy Lo Achav. Lav Lameimar, the Lo Achav Pas. Okay, when somebody says Lav Lameimar, don't think that that's what it means. Now, if somebody has to tell you, don't think that that's what it means, what does that imply?
That you got the halal, right?
That somebody would think that's what it means, right? In other words, the Ritva says, don't tell me that somebody did say that, right? There's a logical halal. So there's a third possible answer, okay, that maybe when our Gemara, see the common denominator between the Tosin Sukkah on the one side, our Tosin, here on the page, and the Tosfos Brachos together with the Rosh, okay, the Tosfos Brachos Memtes, the Rosh here, okay, Tosfos Rosh here, the common denominator is that learning Iboy Ochel and Boy Lochel means at all, right? And that's a question, you know, what's the motivating factor, etc. But there's another way to look at it. Maybe when the Gemara says you don't have to eat, but our Gemara says you don't have to eat. Our Gemara never meant you don't have to eat at all. You don't have to eat bread. You don't have to have a suda. So the Rav Ritvos says, don't say that. Dachayv lechol pats. No, you must have bread with Shabbos Yontov. Okay? And again, that's the implication of the sugya in brachas. Right? Damrinat berk shosh shahu, tovel hiskos shosh 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 Uprishna time shum the Rosh Chodesh Iboy Achav Elo Boy Lo Achav this Shabbos Yom Tov Al Korcha Achav Havadai Ki Amrina for sure Ki Amrina the Rosh Chodesh Iboy Lo Achav La Lo Achav Klal it cannot mean of the all rather the Ha'asu is Anos Bohem El Lo Achav Pas Kamar you're not allowed to fast Rosh Chodesh you have to eat bread Umina the Shabbos Yom Tov Al Korcha Achav Pas okay so the Rosh Chodesh before said don't tell me that. Well, you don't have to, when it says Iboy Ochel, Ochel means bread. It does, it means you do have to eat bread in that. The Lekka Lamem, and furthermore, the Hainu Dafka Balad Rishonah Shal Pesach, he also doesn't like the answer of Tosfos here in Sukkah, that it's talking about just the first night of Pesach, Shekoma Kasu Chob, Nixiver Tafel Matzos, over the Yom Tavishu Chag, the Gamri Tesuav, Tosfos Chag Matzos, Viz Bissamo, Avo Shari Yom Tavel Ochel, Lechol Pesach. That's also not true. So the Ritva says the way I said it before, a little more general, saying the implication, there's nothing in the Gemara that indicates that it's talking only about what? The first night. He doesn't say like the Rosh, the implication is the other way. That, you know, that far doesn't go, but it's the same idea. Okay? So in other words, there is an absolute yechir, in the sense of its law, there's an absolute yechir to have bread, have pas, at your suda of Yontif. So you can't tell me that you're allowed to fast, that's for sure not. And don't tell me that when the Gemara says you have to have pas, it's only talking about the first night of Sukkot, the first night of Pesach, that's not true. It's the rest of the time as well. Okay, unlike Tosfos over here. And he brings an interesting question. He then says, well, I printed it, so one second. So now that there is a chiyuv, he just asked him from a different angle. Now that there is a chiyuv to eat bread on that pasta, on the suda, bread doesn't mean just bread, but the suda with bread on the first, at all yontif. So what do we need a special chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach or to eat masuk on the first? Okay. What's so special about the first night? What's different? What's the difference in this night? You have to eat matzah? Yeah, right. I have to eat matzah the second morning of Pesach too. I can't eat chametz. I have to have a suda. So what, by definition, must I eat? Matzah. So what's the, what's the first morning of Pesach? I come home. All of us do that, right? We have a suda, a yontif suda. After davening the first morning of Pesach, we come home, we have a yontif tikkun suda, beginning with matzah. Why? Because I can't eat chametz. I have to have a suda. Pass. So same thing at night. Right, that's a toast. That's what Ritva is. He says, "Mashachinah shakot v'leyam v'yishon shol pesach." See, be'er tochel matzos. So, what's the chinish? Be'er tochel matzos. Shchayach. Not only be'er tochel matzos, but I have to eat matzah in the morning too, and the chutzar the second night, and the second day also. Achiyah v'suda. Last days of Pesach, shli shol pesach. I also have to eat matzah because I had that v'suda. He says, "No, lechayav v'din matzah ruuya," because you have to eat the right kind of matzah at the seder. Okay, you have to eat matzah that's called lechem omim. Okay, meaning as follows: the ilu b'din yontif yotzei b'choshen pats the matzah shira. Okay, matzah is called by the Torah lechem omim. Lechem omim, I mentioned last time, means what? What's the matzah made out of? Flour and water. Period. Nothing else. Okay, can't add any ingredients. Not sugar. Not sweet thing. Nothing. Okay, there is something which we popularly call egg matzahs. Okay, which if you taste them. It's sweeter, because I think egg matzahs today are not made with eggs, they're made with apple cider, look at the ingredients, it's sweeter. Or you can get the grape-flavored matzahs and chocolate-flavored matzahs and so on and so forth that you can buy. Now, there's a question among Ashkenazim, we don't eat them the whole place unless somebody is not well. Okay, we assume there's a possibility that it's called chametz one sheet that's not accepted. The Sardin eat egg matzahs, okay? And Pashas, every time as a woman. Okay, so Ashkenazim don't eat egg matzah except for somebody who's sick. Sometimes it says on the box, this should not be egg matzah, it should not consider kosher Passover, other than for somebody who, you know, digestive issues and so on and so forth. Okay? But for the sardin do eat egg matzah, it was a sardin. Sardin do eat egg matzah. Okay, flavored matzah. It's called matzah ashira. It's richer. It's a richer flavor. Okay, in fact, you ever see egg matzahs? They're thicker. They're thicker, you know, and they're sweeter tasting. Again, today you get great flavored matzahs and so on. Right? Made with grape juice instead of with apple juice. So, according to the sardin, you're allowed to eat them. But everybody agrees that the first night of Pesach, when it's a chiyuv matzah, then it has to be what? Lechem only. Then it has to be only the plain flour and water. So even the sardin, we eat egg matzahs all week long on Pesach, not at the Seder. The matzah for the chiyuv of the Seder, that's what it's called matzah ruya, has to be matzah that's the classic matzah. No flavor, not matzah shir. The rest of the week, well, the only reason you have to eat matzah is why? Because you have to have a suda with pots. You can't have bread because you can't have hummus. So there you can eat matzah shir. You follow the chiluk? Okay? In fact, it's interesting because for many years, when I was a kid anyway, the egg matzahs, let's say the manischewitz or whatever, the Haaretz margaret, the egg matzahs used to have on the side of the box, written in Hebrew and in Yiddish. They would quote that, they actually printed that sin in the Shofar, that Ashkenazim don't eat it, and except for cholim, so they're sick and so on. And so Yiddish also, this matzah should not be eaten by Ashkenazim unless you're sick. As the American community became more and more populous and in some ways less knowledgeable and so on about Hebrew and Yiddish, so people would see the egg matzah and they didn't know what it meant. They didn't really, they would have all this Hebrew on the side. Oh, this must be the best. The best hashgacha, this must be the best. We're buying this for our Seder. Hadarab, the Seder is not like it. So, and it said it, that's exactly what it said, but people saw the, you know, sometimes you look at a bunch of all the Hebrew right now, this must be under the best rabbinical supervision, look at all this Hebrew. Okay, so it makes people, so they prevailed upon the company. Now I think they print in English. Okay, but at one time it was Jews, even not such observant Jews, that spoke Yiddish, so they knew what it meant. But my point is that everybody agrees you can't have egg matzahs on the Seder. Right? Then you have to have a cholak hamonis. So it's more right. That's the difference in the first night. And the first night of Sukkot, after matzah, the first night of Sukkot, you have to have a kezai supas in the Sukkot. Okay? So this is more or less parallel to the ritual. It's more or less parallel to the, you know, to the Rosh and to the Tosis in not here in Sukkot, but Tosis in Brooklyn. Let's take a look in the Arab Gemara and the Ran. Take a look in the Ran on Yud Beis and Beis in the pages of the Rif. Let's see what the Ran says. Okay, Yud Beis and Beis in the back of the Rif. What's that? Oh yeah, those ones are that. The ones that do the beautiful thing that they repatriate the riff and I thought it was not a good thing. It's my two bases and bases, that's all it's going to be. The second paragraph. It's on our mission. Let's just see. Yes, it's going to be Lama Dalam, page $1. Page $1. I think the more recent Ozo Hadar edition took that. I think the one thing people complained about Ozo Hadar was they repaginated the Rif. You know, and people make reference sometimes to Aram, when Rabbi Yosef or something like that in the Rif, and it makes people up, so they fix it back. Anyway, it starts with Eleza Omer Yudal. Do you have it there? It's page Lamadal in the Ozo Hadar edition, the other edition, Yud Beis and Beis. The Aram is like it looks like Tosos, right? So let's read it. So first, it says, the first time of Gemara, the Aleph Kuf, remember Aleph Kuf stands for that? Amar Kuf, the Pesach says, Basukas Teshu Shivis Yom, Teshu Kain Tadur, Madir Aleph Yom, Achat Lala, Atsukas Aleph Yom, Achat Lala, Rabbanon Amar Kedira, Madir Yiboy Ochel Ovi Lo Ochel, Atsuk Yiboy Ochel Ovi Lo Ochel. Period. So we're just going to the Gemara. Good. V'lav L'neimra, the Yiboy Lo Ochel Klal. Don't tell me that it means even like Tosi. Again, he's rejecting Tosi's Bible. So it doesn't mean that Yiboy Lo Ochel Klal at all. Dinami the lochel pas, the hapershes lochel muchak the chayv al lochel pas b'shalos yom tov, and also it's got to mean you have to have pas like the Gemara in Brachos. He quotes, I mean, Amar Yehudah Avin Amar Shmuel, Tal lo hisu shosh chodesh b'tfilah b'azirin sol b'chalosa ein b'azirin sol, b'amrina d'ahayim t'hamishim b'tfilah d'chova. Again, I'm reading this quickly. He's just summarizing the Gemara. They quote some of the entire Gemara verbatim. Okay, b'tfilah d'chova ein b'azirin sol b'chalosa boy ochel boy lochel ein b'azirin sol. Uparchina v'yes elamayata shalzam tov osod ro'achem hachanami dehader amalayin. Okay, Now, let's, so it's in my edition anyway, the regular edition is the first of the wide line. Bavadai Kamrina the Rosh Hadash Boy Ochli Boy Loha Lab Dafli Boy Loha Klal. Sure, also it's Anos by him, right? And Avadi Boy Loha Pach, the Chai Brikas Hamozan, Kamrina. Uminov, and then we derive the Shabbos and Tom Losai Loha Pach. The Doha Kulomar, again, the Ran says, Doha Kulomar, the Chiamrina Hosom, the Shabbos Yom Tov, the Hanu Dafka Bel Yom Tov, Harishon, the parentheses is out in brackets, and that's the usual rule. Parenthesis means it's a printing mistake, and it should be what's in the brackets, right? So it's in the Hanadapal Yontam Rishon Shal Pezer Shasuk is Moshe Dachu Zev Mitosis. The Ram also rejects the Tosis by us. The Ha, why? The Ha stomach Sani Hasim Shabbos and Tom, the Osag, the Ocha, the Mashu, the Kulukomer. Okay? Again, he doesn't say like the Rosh, it's Mashu the other way, but he says like the Ritwa, the Mashmo, the Gemara makes no indication it's any kind of distinction. Okay? So he says, "Lefichach nira the mashachilish akasul yom tovish shpesah because of erev tov lamatzah ha'al lechayv b'din matzah ruuya." Like the Ritva, "Dilam b'din yotiv yotzah lechol shul pas afilu matzah shira." Or yom tovishon shul sukkah is gamin and nami lechayv lechol shir who chayv lechol b'sukkah. Dilam yotiv sayi lechol kebeitza arai chutz the sukkah. The gamin and lechayv matzah lechayv lechol shir mechuyv lechol b'sukkah. The Ritva, the Ran here touches on a different point, okay, which is also a little bit to the Ritva says at the end of the Ritva said at the end of that piece also. Okay, there is a difference of a chiyuv. One, technically speaking, we gave a distinction between whether sukkah is a motivator or yantav is a motivator based on the rain. But there's another distinction, that is in regards to how much do you have to eat. How much do you have to eat? Okay? The chiyuv of yantav is to have a kezias. Kezias are good. Maybe yotz a chiyuv. The obligation to eat in the sukkah is only once you had a kebetza. So theoretically, if the motivator is sukkah, I can have a kezias, even if it's not raining, I can have a kezias outside the sukkah. I will have discharged what? My yotz chiyuv. I don't have to eat in the sukkah, you have to have a kebetza. So you see that another distinction that the Ram, the Ritva bring up again, he says, with regards to Sukkah Ficha Mira, Shuchai Lecha Yosem Kibetza, which is Yesh Omen, Kach, the Kaiman, the Gamina, the Chagamatos, the Gamma Gamina, the Mahosem, the Kazayas, Abhacha Kazayas. It could be, though, that on the first night, even though you're only eating a Kazayas, which ordinarily what would not be Mechayim Sukkah, but because of the Zereshava, of tamatza, and how much matzah do you have to eat? A kezias. See, over the first night of sukkahs, even if you're eating only kezias, where do you have to eat it? In the sukkah. You follow? That's how the Ram points out. Okay. In other words, kevan the gamina mechagat matzahs legamrei gamina minei ma hosu mekezias and hoku kezias. Now, for God, the shayim must have had kezias arai. Arai means temporary. But there's a distinction which the Gemara has, which you see. Couple of weeks between a sudas keva. What's a sudas keva? What's the kavua mean? Permanent, fixed, right? As soon as kavua, I go to keva, I have lunch, I sit down, as soon as kavua. A sudas arai means impermanent. What's an example of sudas arai? What is that an example?
A snack,
and a Hershey bar. Okay, I'm not sitting down eating supper, I do a candy bar, right? That's called a sudas arai. So the Ron points out that when it comes to sukkahs, less than a kibetza is called arai. That's not called a permanent thing. It's not called a fixed. Permanent would be probably not. Fixed would probably be a better translation here. Okay? That's not called a sudas keva. Less than it's such a bite. You take a bite, you have a snack. Okay? That's a snack. The difference between a snack and a meal. Okay? So, Tosa says that during the rest of the week of sukkahs, a kezai is only a snack, and therefore, technically speaking, you eat it outside the sukkah. Right? Rasha lofa chutzu sukkah. Afilogo ad arishon. Kevon shakosu kavu chovu alcha b'sukkah so achilas keva. Achem or the hachem emiliyot rishon shachag b'chagamat to lomar shafil yard b'sham. He gives a second, but what emerges from the Ran and Ritva is that there's another distinction between whether the motivating factor is sukkah or the motivating factor is yontif. One distinction is the rain issue, right? Whether you have to go back and eat inside, eat in the sukkah again if the rain stopped. Okay, if the motivating factor is sukkah, the answer is yes, like on the first night. If the motivating factor is only yontif, like during the day, so then once you've fulfilled your obligation yontif, and there is no obligation of sukkah, so you don't have to go into the sukkah. And the second nafkamina that the rabbi would want to introduce, okay, is the shir. That whereas the rest of the week, if I just have what's called a snack, okay, as soon as arai, temporary, not fixed, you know, it's a snack. Okay, so a kezayis is just a small amount, it's a bite or something. Sometimes you nibble in the kitchen, right? You just take a taste of something, right? If you're ready to sit down, okay. I mean, sometimes, you know, the mother or your wife, your sister, whatever, is cooking and complaining. Oh, you can eat the whole thing, right? Sometimes Shabbos afternoon, on Friday afternoon, rather, you want to sample some of the foods that are cooking. Now, I always tell my wife, not that I want to eat something, but there's a minute like that. It says, Ta'amer, Chaim Zohar. You taste it in advance, so it's a good thing, so I have to do it, you know. So, not go hungry, have to come with taste it. That's a din. So, right? But, in any event, but how much do you eat? Right? You take a nibble. So on Sukkot, it's just a nibble, just a snack. So then you don't have to go to the Sukkot. That's good. And the cutoff point is a kebetza, okay, as opposed to a kezaris. So that's another nafkamina. If the motivating factor is sukkah, so then you wouldn't be hired to go unless you didn't kibetza. Except the first night, since there's a gzeirah shavah that links achilas matzah with achilas and sukkah the first night, so since achilas matzah kezayis the first night, the kezayis is already hired in the sukkah. Okay, that's what comes out. And finally, we'll finish up this unit. I printed the Rosh here in the Rosh and Brachos, who summarizes also. Okay, I'll read through it very quickly. Omer of Nachman. First he quotes the whole Gemara, and what do you mean? I thought you're not fair. So he says, "Elahachi karvak on the third line, he boil ochal dovish tzarak berachas hamozon. The efshe shechol peros yirukas. Rak shalisana. Elameato shabbos yom tov no sagu ochal pas hachlam the hada. I'm like, yeah, damar shalom aran tov chozalos. Mash lahachal. See the fifth line." The beyond of Osagro Chapas, Dover, Shitzar Brichas Amosim. I'm sorry, no. The Osagro Chapas, Hachilam and Mahad, yeah. Dover Shar Rachel, Rekoshin, right? Same Kashin. Her Brazil Sukkah, Kama Gab Masnis, the Kama Velez, Yadalat Sudas, Chayab Lechel, the Sukkah, the time of the Velez Tashu came to Dura, my dear Achat Rav Achat Rav Achat Sukkah came. Rabban and Amri, Inel Rakitsu, Sabri Kedira, my dear Iboy Achel, Iboy Lochel, Achsuk, Iboy Achel, Iboy Lochel, Val Karcha, Chayna Lochel, Pas, Klau, the Achel, Chayna Lechel, the Sukkah, Hilchel, Hod, the Kama Hacha, Yonta, Tosai, Lochel, Hayna, Davka, Velay, Yonta, Rishon, Shal Pesa, Velay, Rishon, Shal Chagra, Sukkah is. So there, the Rosh gives that answer, right? That it's only told the first night. And then it goes on, and he says that this is also difficult, because when you're Yehuda, you're the terrorist. Anyway, we're not, I don't want to spend the time, you can read it again, this is a clear summary. Okay? In any event, what comes out from all of this, you have different approaches to understand what the Gemara means by Iboy Achel, Iboy Achel. Okay, clear? Good. Let's come now to the last units of section base. Okay? And that is the... issue of Teishu came to Dura. Right? Teishu came to Dura. So Teishu came to Dura. How did Rabbi Lezer learn Teishu came to Dura? Everyone okay on the other Rishonim? We got Sugi and Bracha, Sugi and Sukkah. We worked it out. Okay? Yeah. So the question now becomes, what does it mean exactly Teishu came to Dura? So Rabbi Lezer held what again? Teishu came to Dura means what?
14
Sukkahs, two per day, because that's what you normally do. I just want to point out, I'm not going to make a fuss, we as Americans usually have 3 meals a day, if you know, officially. If you look at the Chumash, the Pasuk of Parshat B'Shalach, Shmos Parak Tezvo, Parak Tezayin, Pasuk Ches, the source 23, that's just when the first time we find about eating, you know, when the people came into the desert, they had the mud. So what does it say there? It says, Vayomer Moshe, B'seis Hashem Lachem, B'erev, Bas, Alecho, B'lechem, B'lechem, B'boke, L'zboa. Right, because Baruch is going to respond and he's give you food at night and food during the day. So I'm just pointing out there's a pasuk which seemed to indicate that at least in those days, what they do? 2 meals a day, right? We have, unfortunately, in the Tocha this week, Parshat Kisavu, it says, Baboker, Tomar, Meat, and Erev, Erev, Meat, and Boker. That's not necessarily 2 meals, but again, an indication that 2 meals. Okay. So therefore, based on there being 2 meals, Rabbi Lezer says, 2 meals means, 2 meals a day. So the 7 days of Sukkot, you have to have a grand total. 7 times 2, 14 meals. And the Chacham responded, what? What is the, again, when we learned the Chacham, don't dispute the concept of Teshu came to Duru. But they said, just like what? On any given day, you're hungry, you eat, you're hungry, you don't eat. Right? We just explained what that means, don't eat. Okay? Now let's look at the Tosfos, Teshu came to Duru. Okay? Teshu came to Duru. Last one, read? No one wants to read it? No. No one wants to read it. All right, I'll read. You want to read? Okay, good. Rishami.
Rishami yalav zer shava. Nemar ka teshu ve nemar lahalai. Vafesa pa oa teshu ve yalav olayla shilas yalav. Ma yishu ve shu nemar lahalai na asa ba asa lalas kibi yalav. Hafi shi ba hama raka na asa ba lalas kibi yalav.
Period. So, Tosfos quotes Rishami here in Sukkah that has another way of learning that it's 2 meals. Teshu came to Duru. Okay? Teshu came to Duru, there's a sort of exerus shavah. It's Teshu, Masukas Teshu. Okay, forget came to Duru now. Masukas Teshu. And the Pasuk says this is when they were getting ready to put the Mishnah into operation. Okay, the end of Parsha Tzavet, they put the Mishnah into operation. In Parsha Tzavet, there's a whole, you know, inauguration ceremony. So in the preparation for the Mishnah, the Pasuk says, Upesach, Omoy Teshu, Yomam Balayla, Shiva's Yama. There it says specifically what? Yomam Balayla. Right? So therefore we have a Zera Shava. Just like the Teshu over there meant Yomam Balayla. So to my Sukkis, but Sukkis Teshu, Shiva's Yama means what? Yomam Balayla, 2 meals. Okay, that's how the Yushalmi, that's how the Yushalmi learns it out. Okay, that's how they learn 2 meals a day. Not Teshu came to Duru, but a Zera Shava, Teshu, Teshu. Everyone see that? That's what Tosfos quotes. Now, then Tosfos goes on. Go ahead. The time of
time of the Rabbanim. Mefarshu Yochanan Shemar Yishmol. Nemar Chamisha Asur Pesach. Nemar Tesva Bechav. Ma Tesva La Nemar Pesach. Laila Harishon Chova Oshar Balayam Rishos. After Tesva La Nemar Bechav. Laila Harishon Chova Oshar Balayam Rishos.
Period. So therefore, they made it different. They, in other words, according to Rishali, they don't mention about Teshu came to Duru. The way we learn the sugya, the Babli revolving around the question of Teshu came to Duru. Okay, in other words, what does that mean? The way we learn it's a machlokas, how do you understand Teshu came to Duru? Does it mean Teshu came to Duru, what is normally done? That's what you have to do in the Sukkah. So normally you have 2 meals a day, you have to have in the Sukkah 2 meals a day. Or it means no, but you usually do it yourself. You decide. Some Sukkahs you also decide. Okay, but according to Rishami, it's a matter of what Zereshava we focus on. Okay, Rabbi Elazar focused on Zereshava, Teshu, Teshu. Just like Teshu here, over there Teshu means what? Just like over there means Yom Halayla, as the Pasuk says explicitly, Teshu Yom Halayla. So here too, it's Yom Halayla, 2 meals. Okay, and the Chacham focus on what? The Zereshava of Teshu of Teshu. All right? Now, then Tosfos says something very interesting. Okay? Quoting Yushalmi, go ahead. Chavraya Bo, that's like Boimene, the language of Yushalmi. Chavraya, the Chavra, the Bnei Yeshiva, right? Mesa. Chavraya Bo, go ahead. Okay, now what is he referring to? We know, those who learned the 10th paragraph of Pesachim will remember the Arvei Pesachim. What do you know how to do Erev Pesach in the afternoon? Eat, we mentioned, right? Now they eat Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so you have an appetite. So Tosfos says, well, 1 second. The Rishami says that according to Rabbanan that we have a Gzeres Shava linking the Chiyuv to eat matzah on Leil Pesach with the Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah on Leil Sukkis. So Gzeres Shava's got to go all the way. Okay, so on Pesach there is a din. You're not supposed to eat Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so you have an appetite for the matzah. Well, if we're linking the Chiyuv to eat on Sukkis night with the Chiyuv to eat on Leil Pesach, guess what? It's the same thing. In fact, that's what the Rishami asks. It doesn't give an answer. Right? The Rishami says, so this would mean that on Erev Sukkis, there should also be a din that you shouldn't eat in the afternoon. Right? I mean, that's the Zera Shavu. The Zera Shavu, once you're going to compare it to Pesach, you should compare it all the way. So, whatever. So that's point number one. Imala halam achi kona matzah b'shtav afkan achi kona sasukku b'tav. It's sort of like a rhetorical question. Apparently, yes, apparently you want to have, tava means an appetite, right? And furthermore, go ahead, observe.
Zero by Ima Al Hashiyoko Kazai Star in Masa, Afkan Hashiyoko Kazai Star in Masukha.
The Rishava means not only you have to eat Masukha, but you have to eat at least what? A Kazai some bread. Okay, is that true? Well, apparently it is true. That's how Tosfos ends. Now, I want to show you on the sheet the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay, the Pnei Yehoshua argues, okay, that Tosfos is not, well, let's look, the Pnei Yehoshua says, is not a machlokes. not a machlokas, the bavli Yerushalmi. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. We don't want to say there's a machlokas. Look at 25. Like Rabbi Yeshua says, we tell them about the Tevrik in the room. Yerushalmi Yahweh, Zer Shabbat, etc. Nearer, the whole demise, the hachalfus in Yerushalmi, I live in the desert. How the Shum demise, the low polygon Yerushalmi, I gemara didan. The Yerushalmi is not the spirit. It's not a machlokas. Yerushalmi learns in the Zer Shabbat, we learn Teishu, can't do it. Rabbi Yeshua wants to make Shalom in the world, and everyone's going to go hand in hand. Okay? He says, it's not a machlokas. You can't, says the what the Pnei Yeshua says that the Tos is trying to do is you can't rely, you can't rely on Teishu Kaitadur alone. Why? Because the kasha of the Chachamim is too strong. The Chachamim are right. You don't have to eat two meals today if you don't want to. That's a powerful kasha. Rabbi Elazar could not have overlooked that. Okay, Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim's response to Rabbi Elazar, Teishu Kaitaduru, can mean why? You have to eat two meals because that's what you normally do. But the Chacham are right, you don't have to. You know, no fixed amount of meals. It depends how hungry you are. Right? So he says that can't be alone. Right? And the kasha of the Chacham is too obvious. So says the Pnei Yeshua, okay, that's why Tosa brings in Yishami. He's telling us it's not just, and unless it wasn't just relying on Teishu Kaitaduru. To tell you this too, it's the combination of Teishu Kaitaduru with the Yishami's definition of Teishu that links the Teishu of Sukkah with the Teshu of the Milu, those preparation days before the dedication of Mishnah, where it says specifically what the words, Yom Valayla, that's how he gets it. He's got to put them together, yeah.
How is that a combination? It seems still
religious
relying just on
Yerushalmi. Right, it's not, the combination is the wrong word. What I think he's saying is, that's what tipped him off to learn Teshu Kengadur the way he learns it. And I'm saying that's what sent the Belezer to determine the Teshu Kengadur. Taka means two meals. Because by itself, the Chachamim's kasha is too strong. So, no, once you have the Yerushalmi, it's a combination, may not be the right word, but that's what he said. The Hak, the Yerushalmi, blah, 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 maybe the Pnei Yeshua says it. The Hak, the Yerushalmi, blah, 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 the Leos, Kiyom, the Gamri, the Nid Sukkah. Ulafuke, and he says the reason. Ulafuke, the Lo Nelev, Sukkah, Milulav, Malahal, and Yom, and Below Leilos. You know, Lulav is only during the day, right? Ulkatim, Lachem, by Yom, or Yishalul, is only during the day. Okay? So, a person might have thought, well, just like Lul is only during the day, maybe the Chiyav of the Sukkah is only during the day. You know, right? And the Sukkah is Teishu Shiva, it's Yomim. Maybe Yomim, Yom is one of the words in English also. A day can mean what? Can mean daytime, but it can also mean 24-hour evening, right? Including night. The day is, in Hebrew also. Okay, Yom can mean just Yom as opposed to Lila. Yom can mean the whole unit. So Shiva says, well, Lekata Lachem by Yom Harishim, when it comes to Lul, how do we talk about Yom? Just during the daytime, no mitzvah Lul at night. Okay? So Tosa, that's what the Chacham want to point out, that we have this connection that we don't want to say, well, the Gemara does bring that question up by the Lord, okay? Now we write for 4 months in the bottom, 25. In Cain, Ma'achar Shazachinu Ludin Deleos Kiyamun Sukkah, came to be Yom Vada Ikramitza Sukkah, and then Kalush Tiv, the Alpha Hapa, will come on the Bride's invitation, can't do it, you can't belie on the Tzorah, Kaim Mitza Sukkah, Ma'achilu Vishtiv, come on by Yom. Okay, good, can't nearly know. Says the end, very important. Those two points that Tosis mentioned at the end, namely that if we're gonna compare Achila B'Sukkah the first night to Achila Matzah the first night of Pesach, then we should compare all the way and require a what? Teyamon, right? I have an appetite by not eating in the afternoon. And B, that deal is desires, says the Pnei Yeshua, point to Chan, in a Chanami. Yes, that's correct. Okay, based on that Zerusha. Let's take a look by us in the Rosh. Two more minutes, we'll finish quickly. Just look in the Rosh. I don't know, again, the page. I think we can change here. That's the Rosh, Perek Sheni, obviously, I've heard, in Simon Tes Vav. In my vision, the
imagination is good.
present to him. He'll give it to you. Synthesis. Page of Gimel. Page of Gimel. It's a synthesis of the. Yes, so this edition is page of Des. Okay. It doesn't matter. The Rosh has his own identification mark. So it's Parak Sheni, Siman Tezvav. Okay, so first he quotes the Mishnah. We don't have to read that. They won't see it? They won't have it? They won't have it? So first quote the Mishnah. Okay. Then he has Gemara, Chutz Mele Rishon, the Gamina and Tezvav, Tezvav HaGamatzos, Mach HaGamatzos, Lala Rishon, Chova, the Sibar Tov Lomatzos, Homer, Lala Rishon, Chova, Mekabal, Kuchus, Afkan, Afsuk, Lala Rishon, Chova, Mekabal, Kuchus, good. Yerushalmi, he quotes the same Yerushalmi Tosu does. Chavraya bo, imala halan she konas le mitzvah kushutoy, av sukkah came. And abzera bo, imala halan she kazai to matza av kana she kazai to dogam sukkah, vi boyele yotza min targima. And the question is, can you eat other things? But what emerges from the, by the Rosh, by quoting that, the Rosh is quoting halacha. Okay, the Rosh, what the Rosh does, he quotes the Mishnah, sometimes quotes the Gemara, when he adds something, he's telling you that that's the halacha. Okay, most of the time. The Rosh is a work of halacha. Okay, like the riff. Okay, basically, you know, the riff and the rush are abridged versions of the Gemara. What do you mean abridged versions of the Gemara? It just tells you what the bottom line is, what the halacha is. It doesn't usually give you all the back and forth. Sometimes they do, but most of the time they don't. The riff and the rush are just telling you, as opposed to the Tosas HaRosh. He wrote Tosas, then he has a kasha to steer from here, like we saw before. But the rush is printed in the back. He's just telling you what the bottom line halacha is. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I thought about it. I don't think so. It's in there. It could be anything further. But I want to say, so the implication of the Rosh, and there's also something called, so you look at the bottom of the Rosh, you have the carbon asala printed there. Yeah. That's a commentary on the Rosh. Okay, so there's footnote, Kuf. Okay. Malahalan, Shikonis, Lemitzu, Kishutoyim, Afsukain, the Bishar, Arve, Shabbos, Yomtev, Kaimel, Kerbiosi, Reish, Arve, Psachim, Domar, Ochabalach, Hachatechsha. On a regular Friday afternoon, or a regular Erev Yom Tov, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shavuos, or whatever, you're allowed to eat until late in the day, okay, until it gets dark. But on Erev Pesach, that's the first mission, Parak Arvei Pesachim, right? That's the first sugya in that the parak. But the Erev Pesach, you have to stop at the ninth hour of day, 3 o'clock, something like that. Okay, so that's the Korban Asana points out. And according to what we're saying now, not only Erev Pesach, we're saying Din, Erev Sukkot. Now look at the footnote, Reish. Ad Sheochel, Kazai Zeh, in Tomar, Leizer Tzorch, Meir Rebbeinu Hachi Yerushalmi, Haba Bavli, Perek Shoshon, Daf Nun Aleph, Masik, Hosam. He quotes the Bavli we had before, right? You have to have Pas, and he quotes the Shitas. Okay, and he has the same teretz where Yishlomar the Nafkuminim Ace with his Gesham. Again, you want to see, look in the Korban Asana Os Rei, summarize what we spoke about earlier. Okay, and then he writes, Abel Chutz Lecho Chaya, Ela Shebelel Echad, maybe five, or three, six, 7 lines on the bottom, Ela Shebelel Echad Chayav Lecho Besukka Mikol Gzer Shoba Tezlov Tezlov Michag Amatzas, Ulechach Iboy Leitzorach Lecho Davka Kizai Zdoga, Omini Targimo. And when we say you have to eat the first night, you have to actually have bread in the sukkah, and we assume that you do. Okay, that's what comes after. We're going to see what the maskana is. All right, but then he says, "But 1 second, you mean to tell me on the first night of the Korban Asana, if it's raining and it's pouring rain, you still have to eat bread in the sukkah? Aren't you what's called a mitzdayer? Mitzdayer means what?" Pain, it's uncomfortable, discomfort. You're going to go into the sukkah, it's pouring rain, and it's dripping. You have to still have a kezias in the sukkah. That's what Tosus wonders. That's what he wonders a few lines on the bottom. He says, Abel Kosha, Masher Kosha Rabbeinu Sham, Af im Yerduk Shaman, Belalu Yisham, Kom Akum Tzorak Lechol Kezias B'sukkah. Really? He says, I don't understand. Halo Mitztayru. It's uncomfortable. Uman Ishtana Halayla Zeh, Mikol Halaylos. Bars and Haggadah, right? What about this? The being in Teshu Kain Taduru. What does Teshu Kain Taduru mean? Live in the sukkah like what? Like in your house. Let me ask you a question. Okay, Rahman Hassan, it's a tragedy. You're in Houston, okay, last week, and it's dripping or raining into your dining room. What would you do? Exactly. You'd leave. So too, if I'm sitting in the sukkah and it's dripping in the sukkah, what should I do? I can leave and go to a place that's not dripping, right? That's Teshu Kain Taduru. The whole concept of Mitztayer, Why would we say that, and we'll talk more about this, why do we say that someone uncomfortable in the sukkah doesn't have to sit in the sukkah? I mean, well, let's say I'm uncomfortable, I don't like mara. I'm uncomfortable, I'm not, it's not true. I'm not talking about it makes you sick. I'm not talking about there's any danger, there's no danger, I just don't like it. I'm uncomfortable fasting. Okay, I'm kipping, I'm uncomfortable. So I'm allowed to eat? Yeah, I'm not talking about danger. I'm uncomfortable. Of course, you still have to fast, right? The mitzvah is uncomfortable. Okay, my towel is uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. It's hot. Okay, and I'm just moving the air conditioner. It's uncomfortable. Let's say you're potter. So why are you potter in the sukkah? Because all based on teishu kain taduru. Okay, if you had a house in a room that's full of water, you wouldn't stay in that room in the house. So too in the sukkah have to stay. So the rush said, "Korban asanos." I don't understand. Even the first night, what does it make? How do you eat in the sukkah? I don't understand. Okay. So that's the question he asked. And he said, that's what the tesvav means? No, tesvav doesn't mean you have to eat a kizayis. But okay, anyway, hold that thought. Just take a look for a second. I'm not sure I'll finish up. Take a look. Right after the Gemara, in most editions, there's something called Piskei Tosfos. I'm not going to use this anymore. Go to the last page more. Last page is Nun Vav Beis. Right? So most editions, right after Nun Vav Beis, you have the Piskei Tosfos. Pages two after the end of the Gemara, we have what's called the Piskei HaTosfos. Basically, you see?
Yeah.
The Piskei HaTosfos just tells you la halacha, what emerges la halacha from Tosfos. So take a look at letter number, os number, Samech Dalet. Okay? Samech Dalet. See it? Samech Dalet. It says, Yushalmi boy sheocha besukha b'taiva u'kizayis dogon. He quotes that Yerushalmi. That's the halacha, according to the Piskei HaTosfos. That's a question exactly. Wrote the Piskei HaTosfos, maybe the two different people, but with the, according to the Piskei HaTosfos also, what the Yerushalmi concludes is two things. One, you have to have a time, you have to have an appetite. And two, you have to eat a kizai. It's apparently, despite the Korban Asanos question, apparently, even inside the, even in the sukkah, even it's raining. Even it's raining, you have to have a kizai in the sukkah. Korban Asanos found that it's dashing. Okay, but let's take a look now at source 20. I'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll finish up. Okay, look in the Shulchan Aruch. Our Chaim is in Tafrei Shalom Tez, Siv Gimel, 29. Achila b'sukkah will yotah rishon kol. Achila achal kizayis pas yotah chavosu. But kizayis is enough the first night. Right, usually kibetz him with kizayis, like we said. Mikan melech rishus rotsa lechol sud b'soy b'sukkah rotsa ein alechol chozayin al peros koyos wine because fruits koyos are like parched wheat or something. Snack, you know, chutzu sukkah, ocha, kedina, achilas, matzah, and pesach. Just like on pesach, the first night you have to eat matzah, the rest of the week you don't have to eat matzah. Okay, so this is the Shulchan Aruch. Hagod, Ramo Ed, lo yocho balada rishama achay vada elaylo. First of all, you should wait the first night till it's night time. And this is relevant, I mean, it's not so relevant here because by the time sukkah is no more early Shabbos, I think early Shabbos is already coming to an end now, right? And it's Shabbos, the regular Shabbos is 7:20, something like that, right? But let's say you're a different part of the world. So a lot of times in the summer, they make an early Shabbos. It's not like, I'm sure some of your communities, they had at 7 o'clock or 7 minyan on Friday night, you came home, you daven in, it's still light out. Right? You accept the Shabbos early, that's mutter. You accept the Shabbos early, you daven in everything, Shabbos, now it's Shabbos. It's a little, I know, it always, I personally like to make late Shabbos, my shul is late Shabbos, but you know, people come home from the shul near my house, I'm getting to my car. I'm the rabbi, I'm getting to the car, everyone else is walking back. It looks a little funny. But it's still light out, it's not Shabbos yet, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rambam says, on the first night of Sukkot, even if you want to daven early, okay, then you shouldn't eat in the Sukkot until when? Until it's dark. Okay, just like Pesach, same thing by Pesach. You want to make Pesach, that is no gas sometimes nowadays, but you change the clocks early in March. So sometimes by the time you get to Pesach, it's already the daven, but the first night of Pesach, you wait till it gets dark. Theoretically, you can daven early when you get home, but you shouldn't start the same before dark. Okay, that's one thing to say. And Yochel Kodim Chatzos Halayim. You should also make sure to eat before midnight. Finish eating before midnight. And below Yocho Bayom Echatzos Eila Chatzos Eila Kedeshocho Besukkah L'Chayavon Dumi Dechilas Matzah. The Rambam brings the halacha. This conclusion that we just saw in the Tosfos Piskei HaTosfos and the Rosh Taka based on Yerushalmi, he passes that way. Yes, Erev Sukkot in the afternoon also shouldn't be similar to Matzah. The Rambam brings that halacha. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah there. It's a tough Yerushalmi test. Below Yotam Rishon Chova, he runs along with the below Yotam Rishon Mechuv Lechol Besukkah, Afilim Eino Ochal Kezayis. Masha'enu came, Yelel Zevahal, Afilim Bishas Yotam Mechuv Lechol Paz, Eino Mechuv Lechol Besukkah, Elam Ochal Yosu Mekebetza. Tam Echilis Keva. Again, we said all this, Okay, the rest of the week the chiyuv is to have a kibetza. First night is sukkah. Tam, this more lies more stringent because of the gzeirah shava to chagah matzos. Okay, and the mishmaros and kohanim, that was the sukkah and yutes. Sukkah and chof kazayis the kaimon da gamrinu mechagah matzos the gamay gamrinu. That's the key line. Since we learned from chagah matzos, then it's got to be a full limud. You can't start picking and choosing. Okay, the sukkah and chof, the mishmaros says that there's an equation drawn between achilah and sukkah on the first night of sukkah is achilas matzah. The first night of pesach, the equation has got to go all the way. It's like a math. No, the equation has to work all the way. So the same thing here. Okay, so he says legamer gamidin, my heart's mechazayis, avkam mechazayis tovim. And he said that's the same thing. It's about chavah, making sure you're done before chatzos, because you're supposed to have the afikomen before chatzos. It's really finished because afikomen maybe according to Mishnah is the ikur pi of matzah. It's like matzah also supposed to be before chatzos. Okay, now Mishnah Berurah adds the chavah. If you didn't, you couldn't, something came up, okay, you're still chai, same thing by matzah, so, okay, sometimes people say that it goes late, or whatever, but l'chatchila, certainly, no question, you should be finished with all matzah, including afikomen, by chatzos. Usually it's not such a problem, with chatzos around 1 o'clock, usually pay some time, but there, then it doesn't start too late, depends how many stukach Torah there are at the Seder, and how many kids there are, with packets, you know, sheets, and everything. Okay, but anyway, it's just trying to be finished by chatzos. Good, okay, and in the afternoon, Sukkot comes on. Now the Shulchan Aruch wrote Chatzos Ve'elav. You should not eat in the afternoon. And the Shabur points out that we don't accept that. We don't go that far. Okay, and even on Erev Pesach, we don't say Chatzos. By Pesach means it's the fourth hour after the end of the afternoon. Okay, I just want to conclude the point that the Meiri quotes in the Chachmei Lunil. Lunil was a city at the Tosis Chachmei Lunil, okay, who says what I just told you before. Just so you see, sorry, I'm going to give you a few more minutes. But the Meiri here by us, it's a little earlier, it's not on our pages on Chavah Manal. Chachmei Lunil Kosu, Shekol Shepatano is a mitzvah, Dafka B'Shayim. The whole, and it works out so glad in our Gemara, that's what I'm showing you. The whole tour of mitzvah, something uncomfortable, that's the whole rest of the week. Avalayla Rishono, okay, then since the first night it's compared to matzah, you don't care how uncomfortable you are. The time it's the arshu potum, the time teishu kain taduru. Right, the whole reason it's the arshu potum, like I said before, is what? Teishu kain taduru. If you would be this uncomfortable home, you go to a different room or a different home. Okay? So I'm reading Gabi Lada Rishon, Madiri Boyachi Boyloach, Umakshi Hokala Rishon, Mishana Lada Rishon, Kosso Koba Choba. The first night, basically the Miri says, is the Teishu Kentaduru is not operative. The first night Teishu Kentaduru is not operative. That's the whole rest of the week. Teishu Kentaduru, okay, but the first night there's a different Mechayev, according to the Chachamim. What's the Mechayev the first night? So that's going to do with Teishu Kentaduru. So if so, there's no Torah Mitzvah. God doesn't like matzah too bad. Again, it makes you sick and it's dangerous, different story. But I'm not talking about, the whole question, what do you do for celiac and some people can't eat wheat, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stomach, guy doesn't like it. God doesn't like matzah that much. He's mitzvah, makes him uncomfortable. Too bad. Okay, you have different kind of mix anyway. So in other words, in a certain sense, what the Navy is saying here is that Teishu can't do is not operative the first night. We don't say Iboy Ocham. No. Laila Rishon on Kosuk of a Chavah, the Gamer Chamishosuk, Chamishosuk, Hamatas. Almo, Laila Harishon, Ebo Din Teishu Kenta Duru. Adrama Chavorim. Okay? And he brings the writer. He says that, Bafen Kosuk, Misham Shekola, Shenem Tum, Elevation, Tsrikim Lechola. Alright, that's a different thing. But anyway, that's the Me'iri. I just want to read full disclosure to wrap up. Not everybody agrees with that. Not everybody agrees that Teishu Kenta Duru is not operative the first night. Okay? The first night, and this is what I want to crystallize for you. When we say this, there shabbat tesov tesov, is that on top of teishu kandidur, or is that in fact replace teishu kandidur? The Miri just wrote that what it replaces the ain. What's the language? Second last line there. The laila rishon ain bo din teishu kandidur. It's not operative the first night. Not everyone agrees with that. The Rashba and the Tshuva, 32. I put the Tshuva Rashba chelik dalat sin ayin ches. Okay, someone asked him, "Oh, Shalto, Leil Rishon Shel Sukkah, Sheyardu Shama. Oh, I'm it's freezing cold, whatever, uncomfortable. Im Chayav Al Kolpan Lechol Kazayis for Beis Misukah, Kainu Shein Kolpach Tzar Vachil Shem Beis Olo. Tshuva, nearly Adorim Sheein Am Itzar Vashayardu Olo Kesham Chayavim. You're not obligated. The Milas
Teishu Kenya Durabinan. Okay, Olam, Lo Chima Tor Lecha Besuka Ela Kederach Osa Adma Beso. Says the Rashba, this is again in source 32, Chumas Rashba, Chel Dalat Sim Einches, Teishu Kenya was always operative. But Sukkah's Teishu, Shiva Siamen. Right, Teishu Kenya was always in play. So the Torah never obligated him, says the Rashba, to sit in the Sukkah. It was uncomfortable. It was never part of the equation. The Misa the Lev, so the Hod Yalfina, Bon and Tesla, Tesla Mechayah Matzah, Lavla Meimah Shir Chayav Al Popon Lechol B'Sukkah, Lavish Al Filip Rokam B'Sarah. The Xavier Shabbat does not, says the Rashba, come to teach you, no, first night you got in the Sukkah no matter what. That's not what it means. The Mitzvah is Potter, that's a general thing, a blanket thing, the Mitzvah is Potter, says the Rashba. Ela Behecha, the Lo Mitzvah, Chayav Lechol B'Lila Rishon B'Sulom Mechayav, the Lo Kabbalez, all that Xavier Shabbat does, is tell us that the first night has what? A special din of obligation, which is not enforced the rest of the week. The rest of the week, you can have Hershey bars all week, not going to the Sukkah. Right? Forget about Yom Tov, we discussed that already. But I mean, you follow? That's what the Gerish Shabbat Tesvav. But the Gerish Shabbat Tesvav does not supplant, does not replace what? Teishu Kenya Duru. Teishu Kenya Duru is learned from the Pasuk, Pasuk, Pasuk is Teishu Shiva Yamim. So with the first night, the fourth night, the third day, it doesn't make a difference. It's all the same Teishu Kenya Duru. And it's Star is Potter. Ah, oh, what do you need in Zer Shava? To tell you, it's an absolute chiyuv instead of an optional. Right, the whole week, it's optional. I don't have to eat if I don't want to. I don't have to eat a pas if I don't want to. I don't have to eat a beitz if I don't want to. All the turds that we saw before. That's how the Rosh Hashanah says. Okay? And he brings a riot from other Gemara. The Gemara says that somebody's traveling at night, is part of the Sukkah, right? A person's traveling, there's no Sukkah, he's out in the Midbar somewhere. Right? So the Rosh Hashanah says it, there we don't make a distinction in the first night and the other night. So it's not either, there's no difference between the first night and the other night. And that's what the Rosh Hashanah writes. It's an important Rosh Hashanah, read it over if you didn't read it in the Chavrus, just check it over. But, so basically, that's a very different approach than Miri. The Miri says that there's Shabbat, Tesla, Tesla, means in the first night there is no dinner, Tesla, Kendo, it's not operative. Rosh Hashanah says not so. That we pass in terms of this, the Shavarot says, Tafrei Shana Tala Sivhei, Tafrei Shana Tes, Tafrei Shana Tes Sivhei, Yoru Nishamim, starts to rain, 33. Harez the Nishmat of Abayas, Amos Samut of Fala, how much rain? But a little drizzle? It depends. Mishiyargo Tova Suga, Tipos, Yipu, Tova Tafsu, Yipos, a little Tafsu pool. Enough rain, it'll ruin the food. And even if it's a type of dish that, you know, is easy to ruin, you get a bowl of cereal or something like that. You have a bowl of cereal. You have a bowl of Cheerios now begins dripping into it to make it all mushy. It's not going to taste good. That's already enough rain. If it's a little misty, so you can eat. But if it's a rain, okay. And the Ramor writes, if you don't have to do experiment, you know the rule of the food. When we should ain't no bucky, this is Hashir. And if you're not familiar exactly, very simply said, Yeshar, in Yardu, Kolka, Kashamim, Labayis, and Hoyotze, Yetzimis, and Kosakamkain. Just ask yourself the honest question. If I was sitting in my kitchen, or my dining room, and it was dripping like this, would I leave? The answer is yes, then you leave here too. Okay, and if the answer is no, then you don't leave the Sukkah either. That's what the Ramor writes. Okay? V'chol zedavka b'shar yamim o'leil shel Sukkah. That's the rest of the week. Avalayla rishona, the Mechaber Paskin, is not like the Rosh Hashanah. Tzarech lechol kezayis b'sukkah, afim yishon yordin. The Mechaber Paskin, like those Rishon, like the Miri, and other Rishon, not like the Rosh Hashanah. On the first night, you must have a kezayis, even if it's raining. You kaddish b'sukkah, shemuz manav sukkah, you make kiddish, and you say shepiyana. And that's what you do. That's how we pass it. The first night of it's raining, you go into the sukkah, you make kiddish, you pour it. I remember, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen all that often, but I remember once a kid putting on raincoats and hats, and then, you know, when rain hats go out to the sukkah, my parents' home, you know, and my father quickly made kiddish, and bringing the challah out, which was soaked, you know, and quickly, and then went inside for the meal. That's the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishabur, it's a Kotel Lamed Hei, the last source, says the option is Dar Machmas Hakeshim, Chol Mitzar Pot Mitzukah, Svir Leila Haramo, Kedas HaPoskim, Misobrim, Dibalayla Rishona, Ach Mitzar Chayav. The Ramo is passing like those Rishona, not like that Rashbo in the Chuba. He's passing like those Rishona, who say that even if Mitzar is Chayav. Why? The time of the reason they came to Gamin and Tesvav, Tesvav, Chayav, Matas, Legamber Gamin, Mahas Mechol Gavin, and Chayav, Ach Mitzukah's came. Now he says, Vyesh, oh, Da, you should know. Says the Mishamura, we know it because we just saw it. The Yesh Ol Migdala Harishonim, the Sriel, the Zer Shava Law, Zu Lava Hachi Osi, the Aim of Chalak Ben Lada Rishon and Shari Yamin. That's the Rashba, right? The Mishabura tells the Ar Rishonim, who say there's no such thing. Well, Kain Hechui, and that, so
That sheet is not totally forgotten because Alkeni Kriyat Kamachon the Afkam Kriyat Lecha B'Sukkah Machor Safek Brikas Leishah B'Sukkah Lo Yivar. What I just said that we do, you make Kiddush in the Sukkah and you wash, make Hamotz and you have a Kazayitz and bread in the Sukkah, but you don't make a Leishah B'Sukkah. Because the Machlokas, Safek Brachas Lo Hakam. In other words, since there's a Machlokas between Great Rishonim, Prominent Rishonim, do you have to do this or not? Okay, according to me, you do because Teshu came through, it's not operative the first night, but it's operative the rest of the week, not the first night. Der Shabbat Tezvav is operative. So you got to eat that Kazayitz in the Sukkah. I don't care how hard it's raining or how freezing it is or whatever else. Even the Star has to eat in the Sukkah. But since the Rishonim, like the Rashba, who said, what are you talking about? There's no Chiyav, the Teshu came through, it's operative. You wouldn't stay in your house like this, you have to stay in your Sukkah like this. Because of the Machlokas, what do we do? We're dealing with this. The Raisa, sit in the Sukkah. So we sit in the Sukkah, we don't make a Baruch. Later, we don't serve Baruch the Hakam. Okay, then old cost of the royal ahamtin akatos halayel chanyavar geshem. Then the Mishnah brings up this whole question that maybe you should wait it out. Sometimes you wait a half hour, it stops raining. Okay, I have one of my children. This is a nice boy. My youngest son is autism, so and he part of his issue is a very interesting young man. Baruch Hashem, a lot of wonderful things. And so he feels, he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes he makes bargains with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very interesting. But anyway, you know my son, right? So a couple of years ago in Sukkot, this is a Maaseh Joya, we came home, and it was the first night, we were getting ready to go into Sukkot, and all of a sudden, I think it was just like a passing cloud, it started to drizzle in Sukkot. And we couldn't believe it wasn't in the forecast, and it was, we're setting up, and I'm looking at my watch, what's going on? And this Maaseh Joya, he walked outside, he looked at it, looks up and he says, "Hey!" Like, what's going on here? And then a few minutes later, stop. I was like, "What kind of business is this? We worked the whole day, we built the sukkah and everything else." Okay, stop raining. I'm not saying because of him. sometimes it happens. Sometimes you wait it out. Even the forecast would say it's supposed to. Not now. You can look at the hourly forecast. But in those days, even in olden time, and now sometimes you wait it out. So the Shabbos says some say you should wait it out. Till chatzos, okay, and then you go in the sukkah, you make a leishah b'sukkah, and so on. But on the other rachamim say, especially if you have younger children, it's not good to wait it out because on the one hand you have sukkah, on the other hand it's a maniyah and a simchas yom tov. Everybody's hungry, people are tired. Sometimes you have grandparents over there, so you have to strike an interesting balance, But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Anyway, that's the issue of the first night. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the beginning. Okay, have a wonderful day. So tomorrow we'll do the same. 11 to 12. Okay. You're here tomorrow.